Well, Marius, it's so great to speak to you this morning. What I am absolutely dying to hear about is your time on Golden Girls. You played Derek, who was interested in Blanche for two episodes. I love the Golden Girls. It's one of my earliest memories, watching Golden Girls with my family. Sophia and Dorothy and Rose, the beloved Betty White, who would have turned 100 years old today. So we want to hear a little bit about that time in your life. Would you care to share a bit about that on Smile Breakfast?
Yeah, this was in 91, and I was shooting another sitcom, Good and Evil, in the same studio complex as they were. And so we normally had lunch together, and then at one stage they invited me to do a guest part in two episodes. And I played the his name was Derek, I remember, and he pretended to be Brit because Blanche found the idea of the British very sexy. And he started an affair with her to swindle her out of her money or whatever she has. And then poor Rose got in the way. And at one stage, he planted a huge kiss on her. But that was mainly to check her pearl earrings while he was kissing her. And then after the kiss, she staggered back, looked at me and charged in for another real kiss. And that was Betty's idea, and it was very funny and unexpected.
So you got to kiss Betty White?
Twice.
Yeah. Well, she had great comedic timing, and from what I've read and what I've heard, Marius, apparently a lot of her stuff was actually improvised in the scene when it came to TV and film, and it was so great that the directors just left it in.
Oh yes, absolutely. Now, I think she also did a lot of comedy stuff, you know, comedy shows, and her timing was impeccable. She was just such a warm, genuine, funny person.
Mm. But now, were the four of them as quirky in real life as well when you guys were grabbing lunch together?
No, not at all. She was always charming and friendly. Bea Arthur, the one with the deep voice, she was a bit reticent. She, at one stage, she asked me, but can Americans work in South Africa as well?
Ooh.
I thought, okay, we won't go there, but... But yeah, they do. They do work here, of course. They have, always. But for the rest, it was funny because Estelle was the youngest of them all, I think, the old lady.
Mm.
And it was only after makeup that she changed into this.
Into Sophia,
very
yes.
Very old lady.
And Marius, tell me if you had to pick that one favorite memory of Betty White. Was it that scene where she stole a kiss, or do you have another memory of her that just sticks out in your mind?
No, I think that was so characteristic of her that it came out of nowhere. It was so unexpected. But she had so much joy in what she was doing, and she enjoyed the acting and the improvising, funny little quirky things.
She almost made it to 100. What would your wish have been for her?
Oh, I so wish she could have woken up this morning, shrieked with a shriek, "I've made it. I made a century." She would have enjoyed that. But she had a full life, and I think she really made the most of it.
She really did. She touched so many people. Well, Marius, thank you so much for sharing that memory of Betty White with us today. She is absolutely missed.
Thinking back on that, you know, she was a special lady.
She really was.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your time. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.